Welcome in to this edition of Iowa High School State Baseball as your Pella Christian Eagles get ready to take on the Dyersville Beckman Catholic Trailblazers. Tyler Crabb and Wynn Veenstra here with you for this early afternoon contest between the Eagles and the Trailblazers. And tonight's opening pitch between Pella Christian and Beckman Catholic is in there for strike one from Nate Offerman to Wester Camp. And that is how today's contest starts off. And Shields ground ball to Van Arendonk at second. He'll fire it over to first base. And Wester Camp gets out of the bases loaded jam there. And we go to the top of the third, still scoreless. But we're going to try again with another full count offering, I guess, after ball three. And that pitch is strike three. Corbin Wester Camp able to get the backwards K there. We've played three scoreless here.
Two balls, two strikes, one out, bottom of the fourth. Beckman Catholic with a runner on third base. Bray hitter up to bat. Facing Corbin Wester Camp, and it's a ground ball through the left side for a single, and Beckman Catholic takes the lead. 1-0. And the 2-2, Offerman rips it into right field. Johnson Morgan is camped underneath of it, and Wester Camp able to get out of it. But Beckman Catholic has put up the first run of this game. Eagles need to find a way to respond here. Booth and Kelderman rips a ball into left center field, and there's the start as Kelderman's on with a single.
One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Eagles with runners on first and second. It's Simon Belzer at first, Grant Kelderman at second. Vanderwall, ground ball. That one's through the hole at second base. They're going to wave Kelderman home. The throw coming in from right field. It's offline. It's off of Kelderman. And Belzer's coming home too. And Belzer is safe. And just like that, Colin Vanderwall puts the Eagles on top.
2-1.
Morgan, he puts it past Offerman, and he'll be on safely. Must be a little slick out there as both Offerman and Johnson slip on their way to make the play. The Eagles with a base knock there on the bunt from Johnson Morgan. And runners on the corner now with nobody out and the top of the order up. It's a ground ball by Wester Camp over to Schmidt at shortstop. He'll throw it over to Oberbrockling. Wester Camp is retired, but Eagles go up 3-1 as Vanderwall comes home to score, and Morgan moves up to third base with just one out in the inning. And Vanderwall in through the hole! Eagles go up 4-1. Bottom of the fifth inning, Beckman Catholic with runners on first and second base, nobody out. Lincoln Vanderwall into the game. He comes in to replace Corbin Wester Camp, who threw 98 pitches, went four innings, gave up four hits, seven walks, one run, and four strikeouts. And it's a ground ball. Wester Camp knocks it down. Runner around the bag, and it'll play to run. And the 2-1, Ranker flies one high to Johnson Morgan in right field. Morgan will make the catch. He'll throw it in. Relay not in time. So Beckman pulls back within one on the fly out to right field. Vanderwall trying to get out of this inning, only give up the two runs. He's got a runner at third base, and that is Jake Schmidt. The 1-2 to Thier. Thier, high fly ball into the outfield. Colin Vanderwall comes on and makes the catch, calls off Caleb Van Arendonk, and the Eagles will retain a one-run lead going into the sixth inning. So the full count offering once more from Vandermolen to Shields. And Shields rips it into right field. Johnson Morgan, it's over his head. Shields is going around second. He's going to try for third. Van Arendonk drops the ball, and Shields is in with a triple. And the 1-2 offering, Florence ground ball to Van Arendonk at second. Fields it, throws it home, and he's out! Great play by Caleb Van Arendonk to stay with it. Beckman not happy, but Van Arendonk able to get the throw just in time. Trying to work back in the inning. Kleisner, high fly ball to left field. Simon Belzer in foul ground, and he makes the catch. Let's go ahead and let's raise the roof again. Raise the roof and raise the roof moment of the game as Lincoln Vandermolen loads the bases and gets out of it with a fly ball from Eli Kleisner. It's a one-run ball game. Pella Christian leads Beckman Catholic
4-3 in this 8-versus-1 matchup on 92.1 KRLS. We go to the bottom of the seventh. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bottom of the seventh inning. Pendleton Christian leading 4-3. It's a breaking ball. Shields gets it down the line, and it's fair. It's going to tie the ball game. Shields is into second with a double. So bases loaded, two outs here for Matthew Florence and Lincoln Vandermolen. Vandermolen, first pitch swinging as Florence skies it into left field. Simon Belzer makes the catch. Let's play extra innings again. Second time in a week. The 1-2 to Vanderwall, and it's through the hole. No, it's off the glove of the shortstop. Richards around third. He's coming to the plate. And in. He's out. A great throw by the left fielder, number 17. And that's an unfortunate break for the Eagles as Ritzert is cut down on the 7-2 putout for out number three in the inning. So the Eagles will play trying to get to the ninth. Nobody out, bottom of the eighth inning, 4-4 ball game. Bases loaded for Beckman Catholic. Grant Kelderman on the bump for Pendleton Christian facing Dylan Rake. And the 1-2, swing and a miss. The full count offering with one out. The base is loaded. Kelderman fires. Ground ball to third. Van Zee to Miniga to first. It's off the glove of Feinert. And it's going to plate the winning run. And it's heartbreak for the Eagles. They had the double play that they wanted. But the Eagles season comes to an end here in Carroll. What a ball game. What a season for the Eagles. Pendleton Christian falls 4-5 in eight innings here in Carroll.